Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our shiur on the topic of Kinyan Kasvo and Din Kol Torah Beveischa. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Mitrumas Halacha Vav, HaKosev Nechosev La'acher, Reuven wants to give his Nechosim to Shimon, he's Mezakim through Levi, and their Avodim included in this gift. And Shimon was silent, and then afterwards he cried, he said, no, I don't want it. It's a suffix. If he cried out because Mochiach Sofal Tchila, so they didn't want it in the first place, and they still belong to the first Adam, or no. Maybe they really belong to the second Adam, because first he wanted it, and then he changed his mind afterwards. And therefore, says the Rambam, he can't eat Truma, whether the first master was a Kohen and the second was Yisrael, the first one was Yisrael, the second was a Kohen. Either way, he can't eat Truma. Why not? Because his master might be Yisrael, either the first or the second. But it's meduyuk that if they're both Kohanim, he can eat. The Mari Kurkus asks Memanavshach. The Mari Kurkus asks in the Rambam, who says that if they're both Kohanim, it's meduyuk from the Rambam, that if they're both Kohanim, he can eat Memanavshach. Says the Mari Kurkus, I don't understand. We can still say that on the tzad, that the second Adon first wanted him and then changed his mind. Now he's Hefker. Can't say it's too late. No, you're ready Rakona him. And you only changed your mind afterwards, it's too late. Why do you say it's too late? He was Mafkir him. Like we see Reish Lakish and Xresis and Chavdal Ramar Aleph. That Mahadar Hadar Bey is Hefker. And for the Mari Kurkus, that since whether a person who's Mu'ukuv Get Shichur, who has been freed by his master but still needs a actual document, since Mu'ukuv Get Shichur himself is only Asur Misafek, only Misafek it's Asur from Tichruma. And in this case, he's Mu'ukuv Get Shichur. Is it sad to say that he can eat Truma even though he's been freed? He can still eat Truma because he still doesn't have a Get Shichur. So here we have his fake Sveika. Maybe he still belongs to the first one because Hochiach Sofu Al Tchilaso, that when he was Soveach afterwards, the second person, he showed that he didn't really want him in the first place. And therefore he belongs to the first person who's a Kohen. So he's eating Mikoch, the first person, the first Adon, the Kohen. And in Timtzi Lomer, that he's changing his mind, and it went out of his Rishus, and it's Hefker. Okay, so maybe he belongs to the second one, but he's still Mu'ukuv Get Shichur. Because Mu'ukuv Get Shichur, there's a tzad that he can also eat from Truma. And therefore we go Lekula. And we say if they're both Kohanim, we can eat Truma. Either he belongs to the first Adon, who's a Kohen, because the second one never wanted him in the first place, or no. Second one wanted him. He came to the Rishus of the second one, and then now he's being Sovech, so he's taking him out of his, the second person's Rishus. But he's still Mu'ukuv Get Shichur, and Mu'ukuv Get Shichur, somebody who hasn't received Get Shichur, is sad that he can eat Truma. So if we go to Kula, if they're both Kohanim, we allow him to eat Truma. So whether it's Sveika Dedina, if we have a Sveika Dedina, a Sveik Sveika helps, isn't so Pashit. Which is, this is not the place to discuss it, but there's a big discussion as to whether in a Safek of Halacha, Sveika Dedina, a Sveik Sveika can help. Here we're coming out to Sveik Sveika. Maybe Ochir Sofa Atchilas when he belongs to the first one, or maybe he belongs to the second one, and we say that even if he was mafkir him, he's mukav get shechor can eat truma. It's not so posh, you can be samach and a sveik sveik. Also, the teretz of the Mari Kurkus isn't so poshit, because, as we hope to explain in a future shir, a zar who eats truma has two isur besides the isur zarus. There's another isur mitzad the cheftim mitim mishmeres trumosai, that he has to be careful with the cheft of truma lasis lashimor. He has to be careful to guard Truma. Just like we're commanded to guard Truma Bitara, that it shouldn't become Tame, so to recommend to guard the Truma, that a Zar shouldn't eat it, and other people who are apostle. And according to this, we can say the mitzvah din shimur, the sfeik sfeika doesn't have, because what's a sfeik sfeika? Sfeik sfeika is that you're still in doubt and you want to be mekel because of your double doubt. But as long as you're in the world of doubt, then there's no din of mishmeres termosai. You're not being mekayim mishmeres termosai. Because mishmeres termosai means you have to be very, very careful. And this person, by putting himself in a state of doubt, is not being careful. So therefore, you would not allow him to eat truma if he has a sfeik sfeika of either he belongs to the first kohen or he belongs to the second one, a mukugev shechor can eat, because that's not mishmeres termosai, because there is a tzad that he's owned by a czar, and you have to be careful that apostle doesn't eat this truma. We also have to be ma'ayin beker dino shel Rambam, that if the first one's a kohen and the second one's a Israel, he's not eating truma machmas a safek, because maybe he belongs to the second one, because he went into the rishus of the second one. The shorish of the safek linyan truma is bedine mammon. Who's the adon of this eved? Well, bedine mammon, where do we go? We go up to the marakama. We go up to cheskas marakama, ibazoi. Why? What's the reason that the cheskas marakama here doesn't help to mechriya the safek? Because we have a safek. Does he belong to the first person who's a kohen, or the second person who's a Yisrael? But since the whole issue is mammonous here, who the adon eved belongs to, we should go after the cheskas marakama, and we should say that he belongs to the first person who's a kohen, and then let him eat truma. So Rav Chaim, the Shari Chaim, and Siman Kuvav answers as follows. The explanation of the suffix of the Gemara of Mukav Get Shichur Eats Truma is it enough to have a Kinyan Isser that the Adon has in his Eved in order to give him Truma to eat? Because as long as he doesn't have a Get in his hand, he still has a Kinyan Isser, and he's still not allowed to marry a Bas Chorin. And that's enough, this Kinyan Isser is enough to be Machil B'Truma. Or no? Dafka de Kenyan Mammon is considered Kenyan Kaspo, and he has to be, the other has to have a Kenyan Mammon in the Eved in order to give him Truma to eat, and it's not enough to have Kenyan Isser. And Mukav Get Shichur, where there's no more Kenyan Mammon, he can't eat. Why can he not eat? Because there's no longer any Mammon. He doesn't own a Mammonistic anymore. If it's enough to own him Kenyan Isser, so then Mukav Get Shichur can eat Truma. But if he has to own him in Mammonis, then if he's Mukav Get Shichur, that there's no longer Mammon here, he can't eat Truma. So according to this, it would appear that the discussion, if Cheskas Marakama is effective in this Safek, if Cheskas Marakama is effective in this Safek, is Talui in this Safek. That what suffix? That if the din achila, when are you going to go after Mas Mecheskes Marakama? If the din achila of the Eved is totally Bikinyan Mama, that he's Kani Lerabo, then we can talk about din Cheskes Marakama. Since it's an Eden of Mammonis, who is Shaykh to Bidine Mammon? And a Mammonis, we go after the Achra of Marakama. But if his din achila is totally Bikinyan Isser, says no Achra of Marakama at all. If his din achila is talui in kinyan iser, then there's no hachra of marakama at all. Because if you have a discussion of an instance where there's no dine mamen, then there's no cheskus marakama. So when are you going to follow marakama only if we're in the world of mamenis? But if we're in the world of Isser, then you're not going to follow the Cheskas Marakama. So according to this, we can answer the Kasha of the Mari Kurkus, why he's allowed to eat Truma if they're both Kohanim. Maybe he's Hefker. Maybe he came into the Rishus of the second one and he was Mafkir him. But according to what we're saying, we're not worried. Meman of Shachi can eat. Why? Because even if we say he's Hefker, then he's Me'ukav Get Shichur, like the Ma'ariy Korkus himself said. And if so, Me'manavshach, he can eat. And listen to why. According to the Tzad, that Me'ukav Get Shichur can eat Truma, then he can definitely eat Truma. Because Me'manavshach, there's a Kenyan Isser. Either to the first person as a Kenyan Isser, or the second person as a Kenyan Isser, and it didn't go away because of the Hefker. Hefker doesn't take away Kinyan Isser. So if he still belongs to the first one, he belongs to the first one. There's a Kinyan Isser, and there's also there's even a Kinyan Mammon. And if he really belongs to the second one, there's still a Kinyan Isser. So if you hold that Mu'ukav Get Shechur can eat, then he can eat, because either way there's a Kinyan Isser in this Eved. Now let's say you hold that Mu'ukav Get Shechur can't eat. So we explain that the reason is, you know why Mu'ukav Get Shechur can't eat? Because his Din Achila is Talibi Kinyan Mammon. And since it's an Eden of Mammonus, we have to go back to the Cheskos Marakama. And the Cheskos Marakama means that the first person, the first Kohen, owned him, and he daf taka has Mammonus. So Manav Shach is eating. Either if it's in the world of Isser, so they both have a Kinyan Isser in him. No problemo, he hasn't gotten his Get Shechur yet. And if you're in the world of Mammon, and you want to say that maybe he belongs to the, in order to eat, you need to have a Kinyan Mammon, and the second one doesn't have a Kinyan Mammon anymore. Yeah, but if you're in the world of Mammon, then go after the Cheskos Marakama. And he does have a Kinyan Mammon, because once you're in the world of Mammonus, that enables us to go into the world of Cheskos Marakama, and that allows him to eat, because the first coin is the one who owns him. So now we can come and be miyashiv the Rambam, even according to the Minchas Chinuch that we saw in the previous segment, that you need kaspo ameyuchad lo. So he said that if you need kaspo ameyuchad lo, then how come here, where he were misupik, which owner is the one who owns him? Is it the first coin or the second coin? Why can he eat? So the answer is as follows: that the whole yisod of the Pnei Yoshua, that we require kaspo ameyuchad lo, is dafka if his whole din achil of the eved is mishum kinyanei mammon. And there we have a chiddush that we require kinyan mammon, that it's miyuchad lo, like we saw in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi. Then he can give him to eat. But if his din achila is not machmas kinyan mammon, it's machmas kinyan iser. So there's no drush of kaspo miyuchad lo, because by kinyan iser it doesn't have to be. By kinyan iser there's no maila that is miyuchad lo. Because if he just has a Kinyan Isser, then, and if we hold that if the Din Achila is because of Kinyan Isser, then you clearly don't need Kaspo Miyuchad Lo, because he doesn't have any Mammonus in him. By Kaspo Miyuchad Lo, that's only in the world of Mammonus. But if you're in the world of Isser, then you don't need Kaspo Miyuchad Lo. The whole chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua, that you need miyuchad lo, is in mammon. That's if the din achila is mitzad mammon. But if the din achila is mitzad kinyan iser, then he doesn't need to be miyuchad lo. So according to this, we can understand beautifully the Rambam, who holds that if they're both kohanim, he can eat truma, and it's not difficult. The kasha, it's not kaspo miyuchad lo. We don't know who he belongs to. You don't know who he belongs to. What about kaspo miyuchad lo? So the answer is, based on what we said, that according on the tzad, that the din achila. So according to what we said, it emerges as follows. That if we say that we don't follow the Cheskos Marakama, then he's not miyuchad lo. But if we would follow the Cheskos Marakama, then he would be miyuchad lo. So it emerges then like this. According to the tzad, that the din achila is talui in kinyan iser, there we don't need kaspo miyuchad lo. If you're in the world of mammonis, then we follow the Cheskos Marakama, and it is kaspo miyuchad lo. Where Masuk, if he belongs to the first coin or the second coin, we say that he belongs to the first coin. So that is kaspo miyuchad lo. when don't you have kasbo miyuchad lo? If the din achila is talui in the kinyan iser, if it's talui in kinyan iser, then you don't need kasbo miyuchad lo. So the whole kasha the minchas chinuch, that if you have two kohanim, you need kasbo miyuchad lo. So how do you allow this eved to eat if you're mesubik, if he belongs to the first kohen or the second kohen? That's only if the din achila is talui in kinyan mamon. And we said that on the tzad that we're in the world of mamon, we file the cheskas marakama. So it is miyuchad lo. So now it's beautiful, so it works out either way. On the tzad that we're in the world of mamonis, that in order to eat truma, you need to be owned mamonistic by the kohen. So here it is, taka kasba miyuchad lo. Why? Because then if we're in mamonis, we file the cheskas marakama, we have a suffix, he belongs to the first kohen or the second kohen. We say that he goes to the first kohen, because it's kasbo miyuchad lo, the first kohen, because he's a cheskas marakama. And if you say that the when can he eat truma, because there's a kinyan iser, and we're not sure who is the kinyan iser, the first kohen or the second kohen, well there you don't need kinyan miyuchad lo, you need a kinyan iser. And they both have a kinyan iser, even the second kohen. So it comes out that dafka, if one's a kohen and one's a yisrael, they're the Rambam paskin that misafik you can't eat truma, because we have to be choshesh to the tzad that mu'ukav get shichur eats truma, and if mu'ukav get shichur is allowed to eat truma, then it's talui in kinyan iser and not in kinyan mamon, and memela if it's talui in kinyan iser and not in kinyan mamon, we're not in the world of mamonis, and there's no hachra that it belongs to the marakama. And since we have a suffix in front of us, if he belongs to the kohen or to the yisrael, he can't eat, because maybe if the second one is a yisrael, let's say he belongs to the second one. So if he belongs to the second one, and the second one has a kinyan iser, in this eved, and he's Yisrael, so the eved can't eat. But if they're both kohanim, then he can eat, because it doesn't bother us to say that it's tali and kinyan iser. Because even if you say that it's tali and kinyan iser, you don't, and you can't say the achra of marakama, it doesn't matter, because you don't need kasbo miyuchad lo. So if you're in the world of kinyan iser, let him belong to the second one, let him belong to the first one. Either way, he's going to be aser, and we don't care that we have a suffix, because you don't need kasbo miyuchad lo. You don't need to know which kohen he belongs to if we're dealing with kinyan iser. And since they're both kohanim, he definitely belongs to a kohen. If it, the issue is mamon, if it's talui and mamon, and you do need kasbo miyuchad lo, then we also solve the problem, because he definitely belongs to the first one, because you have a cheskas marakama. So that answers pshat in the Rambam. If you have a suffix, if he belongs to coin number one or coin number two, how you can eat truma, how he can eat truma, if you need kasbo miyuchad lo, like the Pnei Yeshua learned. That was the minchas chinuch. That would be the minchas chinuch's problem with the Pnei Yeshua. He didn't ask it, but based on his understanding of the Pnei Yeshua, they need kasbo miyuchad lo. That even by kinyan kaspo you need kaspo miyuchad lo. We said it's only talking in the world of marriage of kol torah beveischa, but if you learn that it's talking even about kinyan kaspo, you need kaspo miyuchad lo about in order for an eved to be able to eat truma. So it's still not a problem, because here it is kaspo miyuchad lo, because you go after achras marakama. If the first one's a kohen, it really belongs to him. It is miyuchad. And if you're in the world of iser, and it might really belong to the second one, you can't come out to Acharas Marakam, it doesn't matter, because you don't need Kasbo Miyuchad Lo. Because we're in the world of Cheskas Isser. We're in the world of Isser. So you don't need Miyuchad Lo. As long as you know that there's an Isser, as long as you know that he still has a Kinyan Isser, one of the Adon still has a Kinyan Isser, the first coin or the second coin, that's enough to ask for him, and you don't need Kasbo Miyuchad Lo. Only if you're in the world of Mamanis, you need Kasbo Miyuchad Lo. And there we go after the Cheskas Marakam, and maybe we say belongs to the first coming. Now, in the Yikar Kasha and the Rambam, what's the reason that he paskin the Kabe Achilas Truma? That it's a suffix. And the Cheskus Marakama doesn't help. If you're Mesupik, if he belongs to the first one or the second one, you don't say that he definitely belongs to the first one because of the Cheskus Marakama. So we can answer based on what we said in the previous segment of the Shir. We're Mechalik between the Din of Yom Yomayim, that if the Adon hits him and then he lasts for a day, and only afterwards he dies, so the Adon is Pater. We were mechalik, and in such an instance, we said that it needs to be miyuchad lo. Only then he's pater, and the din of achilas truma, where we doesn't have to be miyuchad lo. We don't have to know who the adon is. Why? Because we said that yomo yomaim is a din, and a schus of the adon be'avdo, that he's not killed. If he was all made yom yomayim, if he lasted for a whole day, meyes leis, Rashi says, so then we have a schus that the Adon has that we don't kill him. We don't kill the Adon for killing his Eved, because the Eved remained alive for a day. That's a schus Adon be'avdo. And if he's not miyuchad lo, then he doesn't have this schus. Mashenkin din achilas truma is not a schus of the adon. It's a din of the eved. That when he's an eved kohen, he's allowed to eat truma. So we don't care that he belongs to two shutfin. Because even though neither of them has a schus gemura, he's not miyuchat either of them. Nevertheless, he's definitely an eved kohen. Mitzad him, he's an eved kohen. We don't know who his master is. So no master can say I have complete rights in him. But he can say that I definitely belong to a kohen. If he is, if he belongs, if he's an abbot of Shutfin, so there's no din of Yom Yomayim because neither of them has a complete schus in him. It's the schus of the Adam. But if he's Shutfin, there's neither of them has a complete schus. But if it's a din in the abbot can say I'm Shaykh to Kohanim. It doesn't have to be miyuchad, miyuchad lo. Miyuchad lo is only when it's the schus of the Adam. Then he has to be kaspo miyuchad lo. When it's a din in the abbot, he's an Eved Kohen. He doesn't have to be an Eved at any specific Kohen. It's not a schus of the master. It's a schus of the Eved. If it's a schus of the master, he needs complete rights. If it's a schus of the Eved, why should the master need complete rights? As long as the Eved, mitzad the Eved, is shaykh to a Kohen. So according to this, it would appear that here we can't say, in our case, that there's a Charav Marakama. Because only if the Nidon is Bedinei Mamanus, who's the Bailim of this Eved, then we can say, let's go after the Chus of the Marakama. But Benidon Shel Achilas Truma, and you're not sure who the Adon is, so how can you say, let's go after the Cheskus Marakama and give him to the first Adon? Here the Nidon is Lagabe the Eved. This isn't the Chus of the Adon. If it was the Chus of the Adon, then you can fall back on Cheskus Marakama. Gevaldik, he belongs to the first coin. But since here we're not talking about the schus of the other, we're talking about the schus of the Eved, we don't go back, we don't say Marakama. There's no Cheskus Marakama. So again, earlier on we made a chilik between Achilas Trum and the din of Yom Yomayim. We said Yom Yomayim is a din in the Adam, and therefore it has to be Kaspam Yuchadla. But it's a din in the Adam. And we said that Achilas Trum is a din in the Eved. Oh, Achilas Trum is a din in the Eved. Then we can't say Cheskus Marakama. Cheskus Marakama is only where there's a din of Dvarim between the Adons who owns him. But here it's Mitzad the Eved. It's a schus of the Eved. Maybe the Eved belongs to the second one. And since it's schus of the Eved, and we don't know who the Eved belongs to, Mitzad the Eved, it's not a discussion between the Baalei Dinim. Who has the schus to give him to eat? If it was a discussion between the first coin and the second coin, oh, I have a schus to give him to eat. The other coin says, no, I have a schus to go and give him to eat. So we'd file the Cheskus Marakama. But since it has nothing to do with the Adons, discussion of the Eved, is he allowed to eat? There, we don't go after the Cheskus Marakama. Legabedin b'chora, we paskin that behemis Israel is chayev is b'chora, not behemis akum. Marit al Ghazi, the being the second parak of b'choras, is mesupik in this matter. In an instance where you have a goy who acquired a behemah from Israel, and there's a suffik if the kinyan was a valid kinyan or not a valid kinyan. Why don't we say you follow the cheskes marakama, and that the behemah still belongs to the Israel, and he's chayv in b'chora? So based on what we saw, he's marich in this shaila, but we can explain based on our yisod here that this din of kedushas b'chora is a din in the chefts of the behema. If the behema is Yisrael, it's chef, it's b'chora. If it's behema is akum, he's patur min b'chora, and therefore it's not an idin of mamonis between the two bali din, between the Yisrael and the goy, who the behema belongs to. The nidun is on the chefts of the behema. Is the behema owned by Yisrael? Is the behema owned by a goy? Mitzad the behema. And therefore, there's no cheskes marakama, because the issue is not between the owners, and therefore you would say, oh, give it to the marakama. The issue is, what's the status of the behema? Just like we said by the eved, if the issue is the schus of the eved, we don't follow the marakama. So too, when the issue is, what's the status of the behema, we don't follow cheskes marakama. So my rabbi said, what can I tell you? This year was worth $100 million. Which is zocha lilmadu lamed lishma v'lasas. It's called Divrei Samu Torah Secha B'Ahavo Toidli Torah Espicho Me'ach Be'Zol V'Chesef Ashreichem, Ashreichem, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachomim Shedivrei Torah Chavivim Aleichem B'Yoisef Shedivrei Torah Chavivim Aleichem B'Yoisef Yoi Yoi Mo 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 Happy.